producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, well, knowing that it's Banana Bread Day and National Biscuit Day hopefully gives you some idea about what to make for your dog or what to not... Never mind, let's not go there anyway. So I was talking... Nah, we won't do that. It does cross my mind. All right, so we've got a peanut allergy story, which is a little unclear, but they're talking about it's going through the review process at the FDA, and they're thinking about fast tracking it. But the idea being, I think that you wear a patch, so that the idea being early immunotherapy helps kids beat peanut allergy. You start the treatment in infants and toddlers. And seems to induce sustained unresponsiveness.
Hmm.
Very. Do you know how old you were when you got your reaction to peanuts?
I think we figured it out when I was like maybe like 4 or 5.
Well, see, these are earlier than that. They're talking about babies.
Mm-hmm.
29 of and they said that 4 weeks after stopping oral immunotherapy, which had been given for a year. 29 out of 30 were able to consume 5 grams of peanut butter protein in a food challenge, peanut protein.
Mm-hmm.
Sustained unresponsiveness is a term that's been introduced to describe an individual's ability to undergo a food challenge without becoming symptomatic and then have the food introduced into the diet.
Hmm.
Okay. Treating young, newly diagnosed children with peanut allergy with oral immunotherapy seems to be both safe and effective. Strict avoidance has been the standard of care for peanut allergy, but children and parents alike have a substantial fear of low-level contamination.
Hmm.
So there you go. All right, so the idea is that oral immunotherapy is gaining momentum as the treatment for peanut allergy, which develops early during the first year of life.
Is it just strictly like peanuts, or is it any kind of anything in the... In the nut family, like, you know, almonds or walnuts.
No, apparently
I'm allergic to all of that stuff.
Are you?
Yeah.
This says
everything.
Just peanuts. Unlike allergy to milk and eggs, 80% of children don't outgrow peanut allergy.
Because I'm allergic to walnuts, almonds, you know, cashews, pistachio. I mean, you name it.
Hmm.
In the family, I'm allergic to all of it.
They're saying that this only works for peanut specific, so we don't know.
Okay. Just curious.
Okay. A little unclear. Encourage them to consume small amounts of peanuts routinely, 1 gram a day on 5 days out of 7 to continue exposure once they become desensitized.
Hmm.
The median age of the kids tested was 29 months, which is 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So these were... there you go. Okay. 97% of 2 children not having had their food challenge, so they got a very good good response. A little unclear about and as you point out, that there may be sort of variations on a theme here. But the idea of challenging a very young immune system to desensitize it is getting to be more and more common. As I mentioned, the issue about the popular soft drink and the fact that caramel coloring, except they're saying that they can't tell you which brands, because across brands it varies greatly, which is even worse if you think about it.
Right.
If you've got something that may be toxic, and if you take 2 cans of the same soda on the same day and test them, and they could have different levels, I mean, that's scary in and of itself, right?
You might want to get that figured out.
Yeah,
pretty
maybe.
Yeah,
that's there are 2 more stories that are sort of makes you either scratch your head or think I don't know. One is that snail teeth. There's a certain kind of snail that actually seems to be the hardest surface on Earth in terms of manufacturing. I mean, you know, we've always thought of diamonds. The natural materials, spider silk, titanium, Kevlar, It turns out that limpet teeth, which a limpet is a certain kind of snail, they're vegetarian. They latch onto rocks and move in a similar manner to garden snails, using a foot under their shell to move about. To feed, they don't move their bodies. They extend a tongue-like appendage called a radula that features rows of tiny little teeth, that aid in scraping and moving food to its mouth.
I was going to ask if
how they found this is unclear to me.
And I was going to ask too: are these snails bigger than the regular garden snails? Or
they're 5 centimeters. So 5 centimeters is what? Okay. About 2 inches.
Okay.
So no, but you know, I've seen certainly bigger snails than that.
Mm-hmm.
The professor in the School of Engineering that led the research found the limpet structure fascinating after seeing a picture in a textbook. The teeth are composed of protein frames and small, closely packed fibers of the mineral gothite. These are like structures we use in aerospace on a much smaller scale. They're strong and light, therefore used frequently in high-performance aircrafts and cars. In the lab, researchers attempted to pull the structure apart to test its tensile strength. It needed 6.5 gigapascals of pressure to pull apart the silk tooth. Spider silk is 4.5 gigapascals. Kevlar, 3 to 3.5. So this is serious stuff. They retain their strength no matter the size, which also makes it distinct from other structures. The larger the structure, the more flaws it contains, therefore the weaker it becomes. They bypass this weakness by utilizing fibers that are small enough to avoid flaws affecting the overall composition. They said they can use it for like cars, racing cars and bikes, because it'll be strong but really light.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. I need a limpet bike, a limpet teeth bike, because I am such a jock. Not. Okay. Final story in this kind of strange but maybe true, maybe not true. All right. This is another one of questionable science. All right. Let me read you the headline. Dishwasher linked, and it's misspelled, to child's allergy asthma risk. Okay. Here's what they said. And this is such bad science as to be just adorable. It's just that bad. The idea being that this was done in Sweden, and they talked to 1,000 kids, and the children were 7 or 8 years old. They asked how the family cleaned their dishes and how often the family ate fermented foods and foods directly from a farm. The idea being that fermented foods are allergens, and food from a farm could or couldn't be, depending. So that, again, that's another what? The idea is that they're saying, and they also were looking at other factors like, did you own a pet and were you breastfed? It turned out 12% of the families hand-washed their dishes. The scientists found that children in these families had about half the risk of developing allergic conditions compared to kids in families that use dishwasher machines. Now, what you're probably thinking is, well, the dishwasher is causing the allergy. You'd be wrong. It turns out the dishwasher is very effective at removing bacteria from plates. So the kids who are eating off essentially dirty plates were essentially desensitized, hence less asthma and eczema and allergies.
So what's causing the... Is it the dishwashing soap itself?
No. It has nothing to do... that's why it's so misleading. It turns out, no, that the problem is... Remember I've told the story before about the Fuller Brush man coming to try and sell me a vacuum cleaner at my house by vacuuming my rug and showing me how dirty it was and that this was going to be terrible for my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I vacuum the lawn every day before I let her go out and play.
Yeah.
The idea being sort of an inherent understanding that kids who are never exposed to allergens are much more likely to develop problems. Because an allergy, by definition, is a learned response.
Right.
So if all you've had is you've never been around anything that could cause a response, and the older you are, the more likely you are to develop a problem. And just like with the peanut stuff, they're saying, well, if we give you peanuts early, when you're early enough, and keep it systematic, what you'll do is you'll stop responding to it. Your body just will stop getting a response to it. So what they're saying is dirty plates... will keep you healthier than clean plates. the fact that most people who have dishwashers may be richer and have better medical care. Well, let's not pay attention to that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-375-69. You guys are a little quiet today. What's going on here? Huh? You guys just too, your fingers are too frozen? Got it. Should have guessed. Just warm up. Put on your little mittens and give me a holler. 855-99-375-69. All right. So how did we? I'm trying to remember what was the impetus for our theater or for our thing about names.
Trying to think back, it was over a week ago when we posted the question.
Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about how names influence who people become.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. Right. For example, we were just being really thrilled about Lady Gaga's performance at the Oscars and doing the Sound of Music medley. Her name, I got half of it right. Her name is Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanotta.
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 I wonder where the last name comes from.
That's, she decided she was Lady Gaga. There you go.
All right.
And she's engaged now.
She is.
Yeah, she's got engaged.
Who'd she get engaged to?
To Taylor Kenny.
Oh.
The Chicago Fire hunk.
Yeah, the Severide guy that everybody loves, right?
I guess. What do I know?
I don't watch Chicago Fire.
What can I tell you? All righty. She went to NYU's Tisch School for the Performing Arts. I didn't know that. But she certainly covered herself with glory last night. All right, so we're talking about whether people like their names. Now, I think we got started on this on Friday, and then we got some phone calls that preempted the discussion.
I think we talked about my name a little bit, and then we talked about your name and how the phone company has you down as Joyce.
Yeah. And the Denver Public Library has me down as JOI at one point, and then also as Valerie. I just decided that I was... Joy was my slave name.
How do you get J-O... I mean, I get how you could come up with J-O-I for Joy, mm-hmm. but J-O-Y is kind of the normal, typical spelling of Joy. So
of course.
Why they would...
I did that. I did that. I was
okay,
in the midst
it.
Of my adolescent. This is my slave name. I decided it would be very cool. You decide whatever you are at some point is a problem, and your parents are just, creepy, and so you're going to show them. And somehow I couldn't... Valerie didn't actually work. Nobody ever called me Valerie. So I thought, well, okay, I'll just be Joy, and I'll be secret, like I'll be J-O-I. That'll be good. I'll figure that out. My mother was not amused about that either. And every once in a while, I basically was pretty good about returning books on time. But I suspect every once in a while, I sort of decided to have an overdue book just so the notice would come to the house and would make my mother crazy. Nice kid. Not so much. Are you paying attention to me, Mom? I know there are lots of other kids, but I'm the one who can make you craziest. All right, so let's hear what other names that people like or dislike about themselves.
We'll start with George. George says, of two minds about it, I never came across another George in my personal life other than my dad. He says, other than my dad until I was 31 years old. So I always thought it was unique. It also means farmer, and I love to grow plants in a garden. My dad was...
George meets farmer?
Yeah, he says, my dad was named George, so I'm a second, and I hated being called Georgie or Little George or Junior.
So he liked the George part. He just didn't like the diminutives.
Yeah.
There's less of a tendency now. I don't know. I think people go through. There was a time where everybody was known by a nickname, a shortening, and now Roberts are not Bob or Bobby. They're Robert. Or sometimes Robbie, but I know many more people who want to... I mean, even now they're adults, but even babies are Jacob rather than Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole sort of tendency of... And biblical names have come back.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear other names.
Alan says, I love my name, Alan. I love how it's spelled, and I love the way I can shorten it to Al.
There you go. A contented man.
Kate says, my real name is Catherine. I loved it, but it always gets shortened to Kathy, and I hated that. I think Kate fits me just fine.
Well, and Kate is now a very popular name because of Lady Kate in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sally says, I love my name, Sally Ann. My mom named me after herself, but she didn't want to be Big Sally. That's why I still stick with Sally Ann. There you go.
So her mom's name is Sally as well, but her mom's name probably is not Sally, that she doesn't have the same middle name.
Right, yeah.
Probably Southern. That's a very common to have those two names. Betsy Lou,
yeah.
Cindy Lou, yeah.
Let's see. Lorraine says... Lorraine says, I love my name. I did not as a child because it was not too popular.
Yeah.
The French influence during and after World War II inspired both my first and middle name. Middle name being Claire.
With an E, presumably.
Yep.
Lorraine Claire. There you go.
Becky says, I love my name, Rebecca Arlene, because my parents picked it for me, and I love them dearly.
Well, you can hear that I don't think we're having a whole lot of adolescents who are responding to the question. I think all of us sort of grow into our name. Although, as I said, I have three examples of people who changed their name as adults.
Bill, whose last name is Brown, he says, when your last name is Brown, how can you go wrong?
There you go. He probably just have an E.
He does not have an E, no.
The E you have to carry around with you to sort of disperse to people. You have to carry extra ones around because they're always leaving it off. But Brown actually is the most common name in America. It's not Smith. It's actually Brown, with or without.
Okay. Connie says, my name is Connie Colvin. Actually, the first name is Constance. I like and respond to both. I like my name because it's a little different, but not too weird. It is alliterative.
Alliterative, yeah. Alliteration in prose is poor.
Yeah, and it sounds nice and suits me, as I'm fairly consistent.
There you go. I mean, I'm very impressed with how many people really like their name.
Jerry, who is a woman, she says, I have a boy name. And she has a little frowny, a frown sign.
Yeah, emoticon.
Let's see. Anna says, I was named after my grandma, and whether you spell it forward or backward, it is the same. A-N-N-A, that's right.
Yeah.
I like the name...
A palindrome, that's called.
Yeah. She says, I like the name Zoe better, but I guess that name wouldn't have been Italian enough back in the day.
Well, is Zoe her middle name or something? Or she just picked that name. She just liked the name
I
Zoe.
I think she just liked that name, yeah.
Fair enough.
So, there you go.
All righty.
A couple more to go to on that.
All right, well, maybe we'll come back to them. All right, 855-99-37569. If you've got something regardless of what your name is, you don't have to tell me your real name. Give me a holler, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, my God, Dr. Joy, I love your show.
Well, thank you, Brian.
I can't believe I'm online.
Yes, you're not only online, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm on the air. I can't believe it. I kind of need your help.
Okay.
I have this problem. I'm applying for jobs, and I get hired, and I kind of go to the interviews, and then I don't show up for work.
Wow, why not?
But I don't know. I'm working now. I mean, I've had my job, present job, for the last 8 years, and I don't know why I do it.
All right, well, let's back up a little bit. So do you show up for work at your current job that you have now?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Okay, so this is an old problem, or are you thinking about looking for a new job?
Oh, it's been an old problem. I've been doing it quite often. You know, I've probably turned down 10, 12 jobs in the last 3 months.
Well, I mean, the good news, Brian, is you're clearly marketable. What are the jobs? All right, let's talk about what are you currently doing? What kind of job do you currently have?
I I drive truck three days a week.
Okay. Would you like another job? Would you like to do something else?
I got to drive 90 miles to work, but they pay really good.
So back me up, because you're giving one pro and one con. You're one positive and one negative. Would you like to do more work? Would you like to do different kind of work? What's if you had a magic wand and could get any kind of job you wanted at this moment, what would it look like?
Something local and with the same more money, but that's
okay.
Area, it's impossible.
All right. Well, but if don't assume that. I mean, first of all, the economy is, as you know, is in flux, as evidenced by the fact that you've gotten a bunch of calls in the last couple of months of people offering you work. So that's a good sign. If we look at the two areas, if we look at the money and we look at the commute, would you be willing to get a little less money for a lot less commute, or would you like a little less commute for a lot more money? What's the trade-off there?
Probably a less money for the commute.
Okay. Where the people who've been calling you, have you been applying for those jobs, or have they just been calling you because they know about you?
I apply for them, and I get them and don't show up.
Okay. Let's talk about the last job you applied for that you got and you didn't show up. What was the job? Was it a trucking job as well?
No, it was maintenance work at the casino.
Okay. Is it close to where you live?
About 10 miles.
Okay, so that knocks the commute out. What was the difference in pay from what you're making now and what they were offering you?
Well, they were offering me like $8, and right now I get $23.
Well, that's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So the good news is that it was close. The bad news is it's crappy money. Did you know what they were offering before you went to get to apply for the job, or once you applied for the job before they offered it to you? Did you ask about salary?
Well, I already knew what they paid.
So given that you knew ahead of time that the salary was going to be a third of what you're making, why would you apply for that job?
That's why I don't know why I do it.
Well, I mean, maybe just to prove to yourself that you have options. But the problem about it is that the world is kind of a small place, and you don't want to have somebody who accidentally talks to somebody else who says he's just unreliable. I mean, it's certainly not unusual to be offered a job and turn it down for any one of a number of reasons. Did you explain to them why you were turning it down?
No, I kind of gave them excuses why I didn't show up, that my car broke down.
Oh, see, I wouldn't do that. What I would do is I would probably make a phone call and say, look, let me be honest with you. I would really like to come and work for you. I mean, I hate my commute, but I can't take a two-thirds pay cut. And I probably should have sorted that out ahead of time. Maybe I had hoped that that there was going to be some magic, and I don't. You know, I'm flattered and I'm appreciative of the time that you spent in offering me the job. I just can't afford to take that kind of pay cut. So I'd call up and be honest with them. But I think it sounds to me that there may be some magical thinking here, or maybe just some lack of clarity. I mean, it may be that the day that you applied, you were just so sick of the commute that you thought anything's better than this. And then when you looked at the reality of the discrepancy in pay, you thought, well, it's not better than this. So why don't you, I'm going to walk you through an exercise, then I'm going to put you on hold and you think about it, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. The next time you're thinking about applying for a job, you write down those two categories. You write down, well, and there should probably be a third category. The first category should probably be the commute, because that sounds like that's the overwhelming part. The second is the salary. And the third is the enjoyment factor. For lack of a better term, I'd probably call it fun, that you just think you might enjoy it. And also, if you figure that it's a 90 miles round trip, or 90 miles one way?
90 miles one way.
Okay, that's 3 hours of your day. So you have to figure out that your wages, and you're working 3 days a week, you have to amortize the amount of money you're making over not 3 days a week, but essentially four, because if it's basically 3 hours a day, 3 days a week, that's another 8 hour day. That's 9 hours total. So instead of being paid, let's say, $40,000, or let's say, yeah, $40,000 for 3 days, which is basically $13,000 a day, which is a lot of money. Or let's say, well, let's make it $4,000, which is much more likely, $4,000 a week, which is $1,300 a day, that it's really $10,000 a day, which is a third less, which means that you may be getting closer to the amount of time, the amount of money per hour that you'd be on some other job. Now, that's a third less rather than two-thirds less, but still. So, as I said, I think you should have a column that, or a piece of paper that has three columns on it: the commute time, the wage, and the fun factor. Because I mean, life is not, if you're making enough money that you're getting, basically your mortgage is paid and you have enough food and you can occasionally take a vacation, you may not need a whole lot more than that, especially when you figure out quality of life is worth something. So, I do that homework before you go into even before you apply for a job. A lot of times you can find out that if it's listed online, or if it's somebody you know, or if it's listed in a paper somewhere, that it will have a description of what the salary range is. And if the salary range is just completely unacceptable, then don't apply for the job. I mean, I know it's comforting to feel like, well, gee, they want me, but you know, I mean, you're wasting your time and their time, and if you need a job with someplace in the future, they'll just view you as unreliable. So you don't want to do that. That just, I mean, it just doesn't, it's not, it doesn't benefit anybody. And what mild ego stroking you're getting from somebody offering you a job is going to be more than offset by the fact that if you ever need to go back there, they won't hire you. Okay?
I think that's why I do it, for ego purposes. I don't.
Well, no, I get that. I think it's always nice to have somebody say, yes, we want you. But if a year from now you decide that the casino job would really be fun, they're not going to hire you because they're going to view you as flaky. So I would mend that bridge right now. And for going forward, I would make sure that the job meets your criteria. But, Brian, it sounds like, are you single or married?
Married.
And your wife is going along with all this?
She doesn't like it, but that's why I kind of needed some help to see why I do it.
Yeah, it sounds to me, if I had to guess, I would have guessed that you were not married, that you're lonesome and you're feeling you need that kind of reinforcement. And there's a part of you that's feeling very fragile right now. So the idea of somebody offering you a job seems very appealing. And having
that's
a hissy
true.
Fit. Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's true of all of us that, I mean, I think you're a little braver than most of us, because most of us are not crazy about looking for a job, but it sounds like you're so successful at getting people to offer you a job that there's not much of a challenge there. But maybe what you need to do is find something that's worthy of the challenge, that a job that you actually really want, not one that you just think you can get. I think you need to look at that third column very closely, which is the fun column, the one that really makes you happy. So find out other ways of feeling good about yourself. Maybe do some volunteer activity so you have that core that says, hey, I'm good, I'm connected, people value me. Because it sounds, look, if you can get all these jobs offered to you in a difficult economy, you're charming. You're really good at convincing people that you're valuable to them. But do it in a way that makes more sense to you and more sense to them. Go do something that makes you feel connected to people and makes you feel like people really value you. Because there's nothing like being a volunteer to understand that we're connected and that we're valuable. Does your wife have, do you have family in the area that you're living in now?
Oh, yeah, I got 5 daughters.
And they all live in the same area?
Yep.
Okay, are they all grown?
Yep.
Well, here's an idea. If you like the job that you have and it pays that well, and your wife doesn't have a job right now, or she has a job that may be transferable, why don't you move closer to your job and then come see your daughters on the weekends? Because you're going to do that maybe one day a week, and you're doing your job 3 days a week, so you only have to do that commute one day a week for fun, and the other three, you're living closer to your job.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the universe's way of saying move closer to your job. And so the money then is great. The commute essentially goes from 90 miles to 5 miles. You and your wife can probably find a lovely place to live or to rent. And go visit your, and then you'll have the other 4 days a week to go visit your daughters. And you can do that. I mean, that's, you know, that's fun. And it's one day a week as opposed to every day to go to work. Maybe that's what all of this is conspired to have you look at.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My real name was George, but I go by Brian. I didn't.
Why?
I was named after my grandfather, George, but I was.
Where did Brian come from?
That was my middle name.
Okay.
And my grandfather was a great guy. He used to take us, me and my two brothers and my cousins and stuff to the park all the time when we were kids. This is my dad's dad. And And he used to take us all for haircuts and get new shoes and stuff, and it was great. And, you know, back in the 50s, and he used to have this old Buick. It was one of the first cars I ever remember that had the electric automatic seats in the front.
You could move them back and forth?
This little button that would go up and down and forward and backward. And it was, you know, it wasn't bucket seats. It was the whole bench seat in the front that moved.
Wow.
Anyway, it was really neat, and we had a lot of fun and with my cousins and my grandpa and stuff. And anyway, I've always gone by Brian since since I was 4 or 5 years old, or 3 or 4 or something.
Have you ever thought about it?
I don't know when I started using Brian, but I can't remember anybody ever calling me George when I was a kid. But
your parents didn't either?
No, that was my real first name. That it still is, actually.
Yeah, but they didn't call you that.
No, but I like Brian better than George.
Yeah, it somehow seems a little more modern.
So anyway, so I kind of go by G. Brian Phil on a lot of my legal papers. But
I actually know kind of a scary story about somebody whose name, who was given a name, which is sort of a family name, and then he was given a middle name, and then he had a sister who was born. Think about when he was about 4 or 5. I mean, he was not a very young child. And they decided it would be cooler to give the family name to the girl. So they took his name away from him and gave it to his sister, which I always thought was a really scary thing to do. I mean, because we are our names to a certain extent. You can hear, especially the responses on Facebook. And at 4 or 5, especially all of a sudden having been the prince of the family and an only child, and all of a sudden having a competitor who now is given your name, like you were the little prince, and now we're going to give the real important name to somebody else.
Yeah,
it was just a horrifying story.
I was the oldest son in the family, the first child of 4 siblings. You know, we had 5 kids. But, and then I have a niece whose name is Liliana. I've never heard that much before, but I always thought it was kind of a neat name. My sister, I don't know, I guess came up
with
that.
Well, it sounds like there was a Lillian in the family and an Anna, and they just combined them.
Not that I know of.
Okay, fair enough. But people make up names.
They make up names, and then they have those baby name books that you used to see years ago.
Yeah, they still do.
Can I say one thing about the weather? I know you guys are having a hell of a snow, and I have a friend from, I'm here in Tacoma, Washington, and she went to visit her daughter and granddaughter about a week ago in Boston. And
did she come back yet?
I don't know. I texted her yesterday to see where she was, and she didn't communicate at all. I know a lot of times when she's out traveling, she doesn't.
I think they had, before this weekend, they had 99 inches of snow. And I think they had 5 inches. Yeah, 99 inches. And they had 5 inches to go, I think, before they would set or tie a record. And then 6 inches would be breaking a record. And so everybody in Boston was sort of saying, go, snow, go. Because as long as you're going to get to that level, you might as well go all the way. And
you need your snowshoes and mucklucks and
but 99 inches,
all your long johns and extra coats and scarves and
well, I mean, it's for here. It's not. We don't have that much snow. We've just had. I mean, we have ice floes on the Hudson, and yesterday it was such a nice day that a lot of the snow melted. So we have, then it was 20 degrees. So.
And we have sun. We've been having 50 and 60 degrees out here.
Yep.
And all the snow on the ski areas in the mountains is melting. Almost all the ski areas up here. And so for me, I mean, between Seattle and Tacoma and just east of here in the Cascades, almost all the ski areas have shut down as of a week or two ago. I think there may only be 1 or 2 ski areas that are operating right now because
it's
washed away by the rain, and we got sunny and 60 right now today.
Yeah, my mom lives in Colorado, in Denver, and they've been having 65-degree weather, and I think on Saturday night to Sunday, they got a foot of snow. So the ski slopes are just thrilled because they've had no snow. And as you point out, for ski slopes, it's really disastrous, especially this late in the season.
Yeah. So, I don't know about global warming or global cooling or...
Well, I think it's just global
weather
change.
Weather changes all the time.
Yeah.
I don't believe a lot of these global warming... alarmists and people. I mean, there's a little bit of some of this global warming stuff, but the weather changes all the time. I mean, we've only been recording the weather for 100 years or 150 years or something. And anyway, I like your show, and hopefully you guys will, your snow will melt pretty soon. And
but sooner or later, we'll actually have spring. I don't know. I think March is going to probably be lion-like going in, so we can hope for lamb by the end.
Below zero weather is, I mean, it hardly ever gets much below freezing around here, much below 20 degrees. I mean, that's really cold.
Yeah, it's been, Manny was listening to the weather forecast, or the weather guy, and it was saying that he was not, he said he was Captain Obvious, and he was saying it's really cold. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we can feel it.
Yeah, truly. Yeah, you don't have to tell us this. All right, Brian, thanks for your call. Yeah, stay warm. Well, and you can hear, I mean, areas that traditionally have a lot of snow haven't. And as I said, having grown up in Colorado, that not getting snow can be a real problem for the ski slopes. And now they're getting, they just got a whole bunch overnight, so... Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right. So we've got, what have I got? Like
about a minute.
A minute. Well, I don't have time. We're not going to read an email in a minute. I'm just not going to do it. Let's see. What else can I tell you about in 1 minute? What can I tell you about in 1 minute? Well, we went through the Oscars. We went through the fact that Elaine Stritch and Joan Rivers were not mentioned, but to my knowledge, Joan Rivers didn't do, I'm trying to think if she ever did a movie. She did The Red Carpet, but that would mean that you'd put Al Roker on and Rob Roberts.
I wonder if Joan Rivers, did she make any like cameos in any movies? Maybe?
I was trying to think. She was in a documentary, because I was in the documentary with her. So she was, in fact, she was supposedly going to be nominated for an Oscar, and it wasn't. Because I was going to get nominated for the best psychologist playing a psychologist, but I don't know. The documentary I know she was in. I don't know. But she probably
research.
Got...
I'll look it up.
Fair enough. All righty. Well, Manny will keep us informed. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.